The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Changes today?
Yeah. We got Samuelson going back in today.
Gordon.
Yeah.
Who would you like to see from Matias? I know when he's on his game, he's very efficient. He kills plays, but just what do you want to see?
I think just what you mentioned, first pass and then kill plays. Big body, be physical when you have the moment to be physical.
Lundy, when your forwards, when they're going up the ice and they start to play wide, what do you want to see from them to, you know, break out of maybe that habit during the game?
I think, again, everything is connected in our game. When we don't play quick enough or move it quick enough, or if our thought isn't to, you know, go north quick enough, we get spread out. If we play quick, you automatically just start coming to the puck.
First, is it Luke? And if it is, he often says he gets better the more he plays. Are you starting to see that as a coach too?
I have seen that. It just seems like he's got himself in a groove. He's played a lot of hockey, but it looks like that to me, Paul, sure.
How much of a groove do you sense Thompson is getting into?
I really like his all-round game. I think it started with the start of the year, just how hard away from the puck he worked, the type of goals he scored, getting in the paint. I think he's added those type of goals to his game, the inside goals. But I think the message he sends to the team with, how hard he's been tracking and some of the opportunities they set up just because they've played good defense.
He's got 10, Caulfield's got 10, and I can't imagine two different players, one's 6'7", one's 5'8". What's the challenge of a guy like that who's 5'8" and showing he can put the ball?
Well, they have one thing that's similar. They both have a heck of a shot. A big one-timer. You see Caulfield's goals, some of them are similar to Thompson, where he's over in that offside one time in pucks. He can change his lane really good, Caulfield, and I think Thompson is good at doing the same thing. Caulfield does it with his feet, and Thompson does it with his reach. Their structure is definitely different.
JJ had never scored a shootout goal. What, as a coach, made you think, let's give it a shot?
The shootout is, we have some at the end of practice, I think you see, and there's stuff you like about each player. He had some success in the minors. But he's the type of guy that you want to go to because he's really skilled. I think any time you pick somebody and they don't score, you feel like you picked the wrong guy. But when they do, it seems like a good move. I think sometimes it'll be based on the game. If a guy's having a heck of a game, you might throw him in the shootout. It was just had a quick conversation with Seth on the bench, and we decided to go with JJ.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.